Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
I think they do a great job of switching the looks that they're giving. Obviously, we know about Chris Jones. He's a game wrecker, one of the best, if not the best, interior D linemen in the game right now. And you pair that up with some of their DBs and linebackers, they're flying all over the field. They got guys that are really gap sound in the run game as well. So, again, we're going to have our hands full. It's a very good unit that we're about to face.
Bills quarterback Josh Allen ahead of Bills Chiefs Jeremy and Joe. Good Thursday morning. It's a beautiful morning out there. Weather forecast for the game looks good. High today, 53. High Sunday, 55. A 425 tilt between the Bills and the Chiefs. The eighth meeting in 5 years. And for two quarterbacks to do that, it's only happened one other time. Non-division, that's Manning and Brady. We bring in Scott Pianowski on the Western Hotline, Yahoo Sports fantasy writer. Scott, before we get to the fantasy stuff, how much juice you have for this game for Bills-Chiefs? I mean, it's one of the marquee matchups in the league. It's not outdated, right? Not overplayed. They play a lot.
Yeah, you could call it the game of the year. I mean, two signature quarterbacks, they play all the time. Whenever you see teams outside of division playing this often, they have to be good. And it's what the NFL wants, right? I mean, we know, success in the NFL is about the depth of a roster, and it's about it takes everybody, right? But the NFL wants to promote itself, as Patrick Mahomes versus Josh Allen. Well, here you go, two superstars. I realize Lamar Jackson right now is the MVP favorite, but Mahomes has multiple MVPs. Josh Allen is going to win one some year. I fully believe that. And, it's a shame it isn't a night game. It doesn't have its own stage, but it is in the later window. There's only three games there. And this is when the schedule comes out. This is when you circle. Yeah. And both teams have lived up to it. The Chiefs, I don't know how they keep, escaping. They should be probably 7-2 or something like that. But, the fact that they're 9-0 is a little bit of a joke right now. But they're obviously very good. And Buffalo's right there for all the things that have gone wrong. It hasn't been the most fun of fantasy seasons for the Bills, so we can't seem to find a reliable pass catcher. But there they are, 7-2. And, yeah, I'm ready. I it will be on my main set for the late window, and I can't wait.
I want to get you on one more thing about this game. You might find it nuts. You might say it sounds about right for sports these days. It's not exactly a debate that this game is meaningless, but there are plenty of Bills fans that are justifiably so focused on the final outcome and the playoff matchup, because the Bills have relatively routinely won this game, the regular season game against the Chiefs. How do you feel like a sports fan should square that? I mean, when you're this good, it is always about the end result. But still, inside of the season, there's a story to be told, and there's games to be played.
There's no guarantee that Kansas City is going to be the one seed. You want to have that home game if you play them again in the playoffs. So I realize that the game that everybody's going to care about is the January game, but you want to. Give yourself every chance, especially since they changed the playoff format. I really thought the 16 2-bye format was perfect. I don't really like the 1-bye thing. The problem that you get in the NFL now, you see so many teams. The Bills are one of them. Houston's one of them. Kansas City maybe one of them. There's going to be a lot of teams that clinch their divisions early, and it's going to question the motivation of teams in mid to late December. And it's always like, well, we should play our guys. We don't want to be rusty versus, oh, well, you crazy? The NFL, it's all about injuries. We got to rest people And we have to be as healthy as we can get. Those are some tough decisions people are going to face later in the season. But, yeah, you have to try to win this game. It's a huge win if you get it for emotional reasons, you know, for a little bit of momentum and leverage. And also, you still could win that. That would give you the tiebreaker. You'd only be one game behind. There are, you know, we saw the Broncos really had the Chiefs beaten last week. The Chargers are a good team now. So if Kansas City wins, I think you can just mail them the division. If they don't, maybe the Chargers could make a run. Yeah, the number one seed is not solidified yet, so you certainly view this as a gigantic, enormous game.
On the Chiefs specifically, he's probably not playing this week, or at least is considered unlikely to play this week, but I asked you about Isaiah Pacheco last week, and given that he's already back practicing, Scott, does that change your thought process on whether or not he could be, you know, one of these late pickup guys in a trade, probably more so, to win a league this year?
The problem with Pacheco is that even when he's activated, you'll probably need that prove it week. Hunt's been good, not electric by any means, but reliable, steady. And so that one week when Pacheco comes back, it may be, it's not like a Christian McCaffrey thing where he came back and he shoved everybody else out of the way. I think Hunt will have some sort of sustainable role, even when Pacheco gets his starting gig back. So because there's that gap week, I'm not as proactive as some people might be on Pacheco, plus any kind of a setback, right? And again, the Chiefs in their position, they don't have to push him. They're not in a position of desperation. So I'm probably, I have Pacheco shares. They're stashed on IR. I would love to get him back. But I'm probably a little bit less proactive on him than maybe the market is.
Scott Pianowski, quarterback change is coming. We know of one in Indianapolis. We are now flipping the script on what we had from Richardson to Flacco and now back to Richardson. You know, Scott, a lot of times, you know, the non-fantasy point of this is coaches get roasted for doing this. I almost tend to wonder if they protected Richardson from Brian Flores and Sean McDermott. Like, those were the two games that Flacco played, and now Richardson goes back in. How are the rest of the Colts' assets here, if you have any in fantasy, going to be affected by Anthony Richardson going back in instead of Joe Flacco?
Yeah, you asked me this a few weeks ago, and I would have said it's a major change, but Flacco was playing so poorly, it's almost to the point that I dare Richardson to be as bad. We know what Richardson is, right? He takes deep shots. He's going to make two or three plays a game that you're really excited about, but he hasn't been consistent. They haven't gotten a lot of first downs. His completion percentage is something like 44%. Which is almost impossible to do in today's NFL. I agree with you. I think that the benching was at the right time. You know, don't let him embarrass himself against Minnesota, Brian Flores, the blitz packages. We saw the way that Buffalo Colts game started as a pick six on the first snap. Sean McDermott, as you said. So, you know, maybe just give Richardson a time to catch his breath. I actually thought one of the best things that happened to him, this is going to sound a little bit hokey, but after that Minnesota game, Kevin O'Connell coming over to him saying, hey, look, you're going to have a long future in this league, you know, stay positive, your coach believes in you, all that stuff. Yeah, I would follow Kevin O'Connell into a burning building at this point, even though Steve Garman is in a little bit of a slump right now. But, you know, I thought this was a lookout below moment for the Colts receivers. I don't feel that way anymore because Flacco, and we're denied the Joe Flacco revenge game against the Jets, but Flacco was playing so poorly that I only made a very cosmetic change with the Indianapolis receiver room. And look, the great thing about Richardson is that he can make your day with that one long pass. We saw it early in the season where he's going to throw it deep. They're going to take their shots to their different guys. Maybe Alec Pierce is the most interesting one there. But I moved Downs back three or four slots, but nothing significant.
Have we not been talking, I'm looking at the Jets offense a little bit recently, Scott, and just what is sustainable there? How has Breece Hall season been for you? Because inconsistent maybe is being nice. Like, he actually is still top 10 in points, but I feel like that's kind of been disappointing for a lot of people that's had Hall.
I mean, the Jets are one of the biggest disappointments in the league. I could not believe how poorly their defense was last week. What, 28 first downs on like 57 snaps or something like that? I looked like they weren't even trying, but Hall's been okay. You know, Allen at one point was pushing him for touches. That's because they've kind of backed off that. But when you draft an early running back, you're drafting a team infrastructure. You're drafting a team success. The Jets have not had that. Obviously, they only have a couple of wins. They're not playing with a lead in the fourth quarter. The offensive line has been okay, but not great. Rodgers is a huge disappointment. I think Hall has been failed by his support more than it's anything he's done wrong. But he has a volume every week. And if you get projectable touches, you get 15 to 20 touches every week. That's just, you can't rank that outside the top 10. And we know that one of the stories of the year this year is usually running back is just crazy with attrition and wide receivers are the safer picks. This year, that's been tilted upside down. I think it's more fluke than anything else. But Breece Hall has been a disappointment. If your season is going south and you have Breece Hall, I'm sure there's probably another reason why. You know, maybe you just landed on all the wrong receivers. They got hurt, or you know, you trusted the wrong quarterbacks. Maybe you invested the wrong tight ends, whatever it is. Breece Hall put you a little bit behind the eight ball, but I mean, at least he's been playable every week.
Has more disappointing offense this year for fantasy, the Jets offense or the Bears offense?
You know, I think it's the Bears because right now you can't play any of the receivers anyway. Swift has too much volume to bench, but DJ Moore has been a total brick. Keenan Allen, Dunze. Just when we thought we could trust Cole Kmet early on, he was sharing snaps with Gerald Everett, kind of moved him out of the way. I think the lower moments, you know, at least the Jets are a little bit narrower too. I mean, they don't throw to Conklin, their tight end, all that much. They don't have a running quarterback. You know, Williams will run a little bit, but not a ton. But maybe there's just a narrower tree with the Jets. Both teams are sour taste in your mouth. And we'll see. You know, we saw what the Saints fired their coach. They played a really good game last week. You know, MVS has one or two blow-up games a year. So, you know, if you time that well, give me the lottery numbers. But maybe the talk in Chicago with the Shane Waldron was maybe he was too nice. Thomas Davis, at least he played in the league. That gives you some cred with the players sometimes. I realize he doesn't have maybe the most impressive resume. He was the coordinator last year in Carolina. I don't know if anybody could have made that offense look good. Thomas Davis didn't do it, but maybe nobody could. But sometimes you just need a different voice in the headset. You just need somebody else. And now the players, you know, they have their scapegoat, and maybe they can, you know, produce this week against Green Bay. I don't want to play. I'm not even sure if Allen and Dunze are rosterable right now, and I would not want to play DJ Moore. He's a reactive pick more than a proactive pick for me. And to see Caleb Williams take 9 sacks against a Patriots defense that is, you know, below average, sacks are more of a quarterback stat than an offensive line stat. Obviously, the line play is part of it, but that's Caleb Williams holding the ball too long. That's him missing pre-snap indicators. That's him not identifying hot reads. I mean, you can't take 9 sacks in today's NFL. Those are like mini turnovers.
Scott Pianowski on the Western Hotline. You mentioned the Patriots there. I want to bring out the Patriots as a conversation. And also it's my favorite little horns to blow, Scott, because, Joe, I'm probably annoying everybody with this, but I like the Drake May, Josh Allen comparison. And I would imagine you're watching plenty of Drake May. Like, he's definitely not as good as Josh Allen is, but from a creation standpoint, outside the pocket standpoint, he's brought that offense to life with what he does. And in his first 5-6 starts, like, he's fourth all-time in rushing yards. Like, the guy is probably more of a dual threat than anybody gave him credit for, the same way that Allen was when he came in. I don't remember people talking about Allen a lot that way. He showed up and he ran and he made plays. And I feel like the May-Allen comparison is better than most Allen comparisons.
You talked about the Colts going back to Richardson. At this point, all that matters in their season is developing Anthony Richardson and finding out what he is. All that matters to the Panthers right now is seeing if Bryce Young can play. The only thing the Patriots care about this year is they want to get out of the season and think, yeah, we got the right quarterback. And I think they do. Drake May, the game is not too fast for him. He never, even when the offensive line has not played well and he's taken hits, doesn't seem to faze him. He has a pretty ordinary receiver room, but he's made things go. Lil Pop Douglas, Boutte was pretty good last week, and I think he's an interesting sleeper. He's on the field for most of their pass plays. Hunter Henry occasionally can be somebody you can use as a tight end, probably around tight end 12 to 15 on most boards. We're still in the middle of bye week season. All the Patriots want is to know. I don't know if they have the right coach in Mayo, but I agree with you with May. He just looks the part. Nice to have that athleticism. Nice to you don't want to live with your running, but it's nice when you can sprinkle it in. He's competitive. He can make all the throws. He can threaten all strata of the field. And this is all the more reason why the Bears fans have to be sick right now, because Jaden Daniels is going to be Rookie of the Year, and Drake May is playing really well. And even Bo Nix, you know, Bo Nix, yeah, in a year where I feel like the fantasy floor has disappeared for quarterbacks, and I'm never surprised when any named quarterback has an 8-point game, has a 7-point game. I feel like Bo Nix has 14 points in his back pocket every time he starts. And that's, you know, I got another quarterback who's not afraid to run. I know he came into the league older. We used to view that as a negative. Maybe that's a positive, just more experience, a little bit more mature, a little bit ready for the professional game. So, you know, while we don't know what Williams is, Daniels has been a smash. I'm really impressed with May. I think Bo Nix has been pretty good too.
The ultimate Bo Nix endorsement, I can give you that. I said to Joe maybe yesterday, 2 days ago. Scott, I've been riding with him in Guillotine because, as you say, the floor is low. Like, his floor is 14, you know, with the rushing yards. And the Denver offense, they've just switched maybe to Audric Estime. Like, what do you make of that Denver backfield, which has been kind of a mess for a while?
Also, did I make a mistake giving 40% of my fab budget on him? Because I have already gone in on him.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
You know, at this time of the year, you're not, what are you waiting for, right? You can't hold the money. There's not going to be estimated. We know he's a limited player, right? What do you have, 18 catches his senior year at Notre Dame, or his final year at Notre Dame, and he doesn't have a catch in the NFL. So maybe he's a Gus Edwards type. But he's at the head of this backfield. I don't think they like Javonte Williams that much. McLaughlin's always going to be a change of pace back. And he looked okay last week against Kansas City, who's about the toughest rushing defense you're going to face. Now, the Falcons have been pretty good against the run, too. But the Broncos are at home. They're favored. We talk about when you invest in a fantasy running back, you're investing in the team's success. I think the Broncos have a decent chance to at least, if not win this game, be competitive in this game. So SMA is going to get 13 to 15 carries. I just hope they can throw the ball to him occasionally. You know, why not? Just get him involved in space, get him outside the numbers, let him build up a head of steam. But at this point, you know, perfect is the enemy of good, right? There is not a perfect player on the waiver wire, not a perfect running back on the waiver wire. We're just looking for somebody who's good, who's playable. I have SMA ranked in the mid-20s, probably a flex play for some teams. If you're really hit by the buys or injuries, maybe he becomes your running back too. But, hey, Sean Payton offense, I like Knicks. I think it's a game Denver probably wins. I can ride with SMA this week with confidence.
Scott Pianowski in the Western Hotline. We're looking around the landscape of the league and fantasy. Is the Giants switching to Drew Lock? Should they do that? I know they haven't announced it yet, but if they switch to Drew Lock, does that change anything significantly for you about the Giants offense?
I mean, was that line from Cocktail? Anything else is something better, right? I mean, I just don't know how they can trust Daniel Jones, and there is an injury clause in his contract that certain amount of money would be triggered if he were to get hurt. At some point, they're probably going to play to that. They'll deny that. You know, there's plausible deniability, I guess. But to see Jones faceplant against Carolina, that was probably the last straw. And when the changes so commonly get made during a bye week, you reassess. Dable, at this point, he's playing for his job. He's coaching for his job. He needs to find some kind of an answer. And it's, you know, I thought Malik Nabers, I would have thought 4 or 6 weeks ago, Malik Nabers is going to the moon. He's going to get peppered, you know, 10, 12, 15 times. Unfortunately, those are Daniel Jones' targets. And because they can't sustain offense, he hasn't gotten to that point. Wandell Robinson, I think it's 5 games without a touchdown for him. Tracy's been good. He put the ball on the ground a couple of times in the Europe game. So he's going to fumble in overtime, which ultimately cost him the game. But he has pushed Singletary out of the way. That's where you know Dable's really frustrated. Because Singletary's his guy, and he's like, well, I got to play the best guys. Tracy's my best guy. Now, if I were a Nabers manager, if I were even a Wandale Robinson manager, if you held him through the bye week, I think you just need somebody different. Drew Lock is somebody different. You know, give them a chance. Right now, Daniel Jones does not give them any kind of a chance to be successful.
And if you're Drew Lock, like I would champion Nabers here to end the season. They finish their fantasy playoffs are Ravens, Falcons, Colts. Rather, Ravens, Falcons, Colts. Like, teams have been scoring on those teams quite a bit, and I'd imagine Drew Lock, if he's going to go in and try and win the job or convince them to keep him, he's going to throw it to the stud receiver that catches everything.
Right, yeah, target him off the bus. And isn't it so funny the Ravens can't stop anything through the air. And, you know, they play the Steelers this week. And I would always talk about this game like the rock fight. It's going to be a weird score. It's going to be like 15-12. It's going to be 18-16. Any team that gets to 20 points would definitely win. That's out the window now because Jackson, who already has two MVPs, is probably playing the best football of his career. He's got so many pieces around him. Wilson's actually playing pretty well for Pittsburgh. I think there's going to be a lot of points in that game. Normally, you know, again, 20 points would win. And I think you need maybe 27 or 30 points. How much fun did the Bengals and Ravens have last week in what was a horrible week 10 otherwise for fantasy, but the Bengals-Ravens game was one of the best of the year. Ja'Marr Chase had the highest score of the year. The Ravens, you know, I know they got Deontay Johnson because he was so cheap. I don't know if they're ever going to onboard him to make him viable this year. Bateman's had a good year. Flowers is a star. Obviously, Henry and Jackson need to be fed, but that second, I don't know how they're going to fix that secondary. They're going to get thrown on by everybody, and as you said, you know, anybody who sees Baltimore in the schedule, you're thinking pinball. You're thinking shootout. You're thinking back and forth, total maybe over 50 in some cases. Baltimore's actually a really good matchup for the fantasy playoffs.
Scott Pianowski on the Western Hotline. Scott, thanks very much. Are you still live in Guillotine? Did we already ask that?
I am. Don't have any fab leverage, and I am projected to have the lowest total of the eight teams left.
Oh, wow.
It's basically Henry and Tyron Williams and the strength of my team. I have Kittle also. I have a pretty sketchy receiver room. I don't know if I can trust Brian Thomas right now. A lot of offenses are just off the rails right now. Jacksonville's one of them. And even though Thomas is terrific, can I trust them? Cedric Tillman has become like, you know, you will pry him away from my dead hands, my dead cold hands. Cedric Tillman's become my guy. In fact, my signature move in that league 3 weeks ago was cutting Deontay Johnson on Sunday to pick up Cedric Tillman and getting him to produce. And I just stuck this in. I'm here. I know he's going to throw a couple of picks because he's Jameis Winston, but I am here for the Jameis Winston revenge game. And I think the Browns, they have a very difficult schedule after this week, but I think Jameis goes for 300 in multiples against that Saints defense.
Very good. Scott Pianowski on the Western Hotline. Thanks. Thanks so much, Scott.
Thanks, guys. Enjoy the game.
You can follow him on Twitter at Scott_Piano. That's Pianowski.
We are both still going in Guillotine.
We are, indeed.
And I've learned that Jalen Hurts is, like, the best Guillotine quarterback of all time.
Yeah.
For this format, because he gets a rushing touchdown, like, every single week.
Yeah, pretty good floor for him.
And he is playing well. That's tonight's game. He's playing. There are a lot of numbers on him down the field. He's been, like, one of the best downfield quarterbacks for, like, 2 months now. Really, like, almost, like, for outside the first, like, 2 weeks, maybe. He's, like, the best in the league.
Who's the team that right now nobody's thinking of that's going to get hot or going to start getting attention?
I would almost even be willing to say the Eagles a little bit, but they're so overrated in the first place that I feel like they can't be the answer to this.
Would you say the winner of the Bengals-Chargers game?
Yes.
If the Chargers win, they are 7-3.
And
if the Bengals win, that's a good win for them. And, you know, are they going to get in and be scary?
Yeah. All right, here's my answer. Here's my answer for this. Arizona.
Okay.
Arizona is, like, they're not just beating teams. Like, well, at least the last 2 weeks, this is true. They rolled the Jets and rolled the Bears in back-to-back weeks. Like, those are teams they probably should beat right now. But they're just smacking them around. Like, offensively, they've been really dynamic. I think Murray's playing great. I think Arizona's, like, real. I think they're actually good. I don't think they're Super Bowl good, but I think they're, like, actually good. If they won a playoff game even this year, I don't think it would surprise me. They're still in first in the division.
Yeah.
They play Seattle this week, then Minnesota, then Seattle again. That's their next three games. And then they finish with Patriots, Panthers, Rams, Niners. So,
fun question for you. We're talking like those races. How about the MVP race? So, Aaron Schatz of Fantasy Life.
FTN Fantasy now. FTN is where he's got DVOA. Okay. Yep.
Yeah, creator of DVOA. He pointed out the biggest gaps between the number one and the number two quarterback by passing DVOA by year. All right. So, basically, how far is the best DVOA quarterback from the second best? And here's some context.
Okay.
The five biggest gaps. Steve Young over Troy Aikman in 1992. Manning over Culpepper in 2004. Staubach and Jim Zorn in 79.
Okay.
Manning over Breeze in 2006 is the second biggest gap. The biggest gap in the history of DVOA, and the going back to 1979, the biggest gap between the number one DVOA quarterback and the number two is right now.
Is it Lamar?
Lamar's the easy get. Who's number two? Who's the number two DVOA passing quarterback in the NFL?
Just passing?
It's QB by passing DVOA.
Oh, wow.
Is what he writes.
Which is amazing because that... Okay.
For Lamar to be number one there.
And not even including
the rushing. Passing DVOA, Lamar is number one. Who is number two?
My guess is going to be Brock Purdy.
Keep guessing.
My guess is going to be... It's not going to be Allen or Mahomes because that would have been... We wouldn't have asked the question this way. Burrow.
Again.
Goff.
I'm going to be Herb Brooks again.
It wasn't Goff?
Nope.
Daniels.
Again.
Hurts.
Again.
Murray.
Yes.
It is Murray?
It's Kyler Murray.
Yeah. He's been good. He's been really, really good.
You were going on Arizona there, and I'm like, oh, I saw an interesting thing on Kyler Murray. So,
right.
Kyler Murray's the number two DVOA passer right now.
Yeah, his box score stats on the year, he has 2,000 yards, 12 touchdowns, 3 picks. That's 205 per game. That's another one of those. There's a lot of the league, I know, but 205.8 yards per game is easily the lowest of his career. Like, look at his first couple years in the league. 232 per game, 248, 270 per game. And this year he's at 205. So yep. He's not throwing the ball at the same regularity. He does have a career high in completion percentage. I don't have it in front of me, but I guarantee you I'd look at air yards the same way we do with Allen and others, and I bet he's probably the lowest of his career there too.
803-0550. Jeremy and Joe with you here on WGR. We've got to do our Thursday three-way parlay for tonight's Commanders-Eagles game and also guess the dog of the day. I'm looking up all the famous people from St. Louis. Pretty good list.
There's also a dumb thing that I probably shouldn't be mad at that I'm already allowing myself to be mad at, and I need somebody to tell me you shouldn't care about this.
Oh, I love to do that. All right. I'm excited for that.
All right.
We'll be back with all that stuff before the end of the show. Jeremy and Joe here on WGR. Give us a call, 803-0550.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole with its V-shaped stud configuration is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.